Jeff, are you not listening?
Maybe.
Yeah, I am. I'm listening.
You know where JP staying at when he goes to Arizona?
Where he staying at?
He staying in Temp.
I knew that was coming.
I am staying in Temp, Arizona, Jeff. Come on out, Jeff. You got it. You can stay with me, buddy. Great song there, Jeffrey. Let me know when you get it online, and
we about to post the SoundCloud link in 2 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty.
Let's do this, man. Let's discuss. Now, it's easy to say, yeah, they're going to win. Or underdogs all won yesterday. Whatever you want to say. How does Washington get a victory tonight against a Bengals team that, when healthy, has been among the best in the NFL?
They get a win by running the football effectively. And you talked about it earlier. Time of possession. You know, and then all of a sudden you make a team become something they don't want to be. They start to press. I don't care how good you are. If you're pressing and you're not just going like you normally would be going, you have problems in that moment. So if they can run the football effectively and get touchdowns at the end of the drive, not mm-hmm. field goals anymore, mm-hmm. I think they get touchdowns at the drive, at least get points on the board. Don't go into the red zone and leave with no points at all. But they have to control the clock.
They have to control the clock. I think the red zone woes, it's got to be sixes tonight, not threes.
Totally.
But I think, for me, they drafted Johnny Newton. They drafted Johnny Newton early in the second round. There was a lot of excitement about him. He's working his way back. Like, somebody somewhere, you need somebody defensively to make some plays. Like, and I think you need it at – I think you need the defensive front to show up. The Bengals really haven't run the ball well. You got to keep that consistent. Like, don't give up big plays in the run game. Dude, as much as we focused on the offensive red zone woes, the defense wasn't very good in the red zone either.
Yeah.
Devin Singletary was able to just bust up the middle against them.
Totally.
I think Allen and Payne know what they're doing. They are pros. They've done this a long time. I think they can hit a higher level. I think Newton could really help you. You got big Phil Mathis. Saw him last night. He's a house. That's he a is. Big, big young man.
Yep.
You'd really, for everybody that was very upset about Jamin not being a healthy scratch last week, maybe he makes some plays tonight. I would assume he's active with Farrell down. You got to get some plays out of that D-line. You simply have to. And I think, for me, defensively, you hope ain't a strategy, but in the second half, things kind of slowed down for Neighbors a little bit when BSJ was on him. Sammer Still's a guy you and I were really excited about mm-hmm. throughout camp, and I think his...
He struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
Rookie. But the thing about it, like, St. Juice, I think he should have some confidence from last week, man.
Sure.
He played tough down the stretch, caused a fumble, you know, and I think a lot of times, like, sports, no matter which one it is about confidence. If you go out there and you have a level of confidence, you could just go and play freely. But when you're lacking that confidence and you're worried about making mistakes, you're always just a tad bit short, tad slow. And I think with the confidence that he gained last week, he should be able to carry that over. He's going to need it because he's going to get some dudes.
These dudes are dogs
tonight.
He's
going to get some dudes, bro.
Anything can happen on Monday night, man. Landfill, what is the path to a victory tonight for you?
For me, I have a couple of keys here. Number one, they got to stop it with the red zone penalties. They actually, I thought, moved the ball pretty well up until the point they got into the red zone, and then it was just a complete and total disaster, in part because they were always getting penalties, and it was really putting them in a bad spot. They have to keep completing passes. Like Bumich was talking about running, and I think those short passes are just basically running plays, and yeah. When they're keeping that, they're keeping possession. They're kind of shortening the game, keeping the clock going. I think that's critical. And then pressure. They got to get pressure on Burrow. He loves to hold the ball forever. If they can pressure him, they'll get some sacks, and I think that that will set him up to win.
I like that. It's got to be pressure. I think you're very correct about kind of the extended run game with the short passes. You would also like to see something go downfield.
And I'll tell you somebody that does that a lot. The Chiefs do it all the time.
Sure. You know? I mean, Andy did that with you in Philly. Yeah.
Hell yeah. But what it does, it loosens up a defense, because if you're running, they have everybody in the box. If you start hitting those edges, they spread it out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now the run game becomes more effective, and then all of a sudden you have more lanes and to throw the ball into.
Mm-hmm.
So it all works out.
We're going to open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How do the Commanders win tonight against the Bengals? This is not an easy task. I will say this. Our buddy Greg texted me and Brian. He said, I need to hear from Rev T today to get me hyped for this game tonight. So, Rev, the gauntlet has been thrown down, but the people are asking for you. You wonder if Higgins hits the ground running here or if he's kind of easing his way back.
Yeah.
That would help.
Normally when you come back that first week, man, you're a little off. And I think that's something that you got to think about that too as a defensive back. Make him have to work. Don't allow him to come out there and get those early catches and they'd be easy. You know, make him struggle. Make him work. Let's see if he's really in shape.
Right.
You know, just like if a cornerback comes in for the first week, what do the teams do?
Test him.
We're going deep on him every time.
Well, dude, one thing specifically with Higgins maybe that this team doesn't do a lot of it. BSJ is able to do it, but – get up on the line of scrimmage and play physical with him.
Yeah.
Like, he's just coming back. Now, one thing that is perhaps, I don't want to say alarming, but, like, last week when I saw Farrell and Kwan jump on the injury report late, I was like, now Farrell's missing a game a week later. BSJ was on the injury report Thursday and Friday as a limited participant with a groin thing. Saturday he was a full participant.
All right.
I do think you need BSJ fully healthy for this thing to work tonight. You know what I mean? Jeffrey, how do they win tonight, buddy?
Like Landini said, first, run. I don't care if the clock runs down the entire first possession because we're running. Set it up. That's the first key. Second key, Cliff, got to get more creative. Bro, if we know that screen is coming on the first play of the game again, dog, at least fake the screen out, hand it up the middle, fake the screen, throw it over the top, do something, become less predictable, because we can't keep starting the game behind the sticks. We got to stay ahead of the sticks. And for the past 2 weeks, Jaden has started 2nd-and-25, 2nd-and-15. We can't do that. Got to get a little bit more creative and get that run game going early. And the last one, like Landini said, this is the thing that killed us last week. We got to minimize the penalties, because we don't have that many penalties moving down the field. It's always when it's like we get anxious, and we need to just calm them nerves and let's buckle up and win this game.
Buckle up, win this game.
I'm with that, baby.
We're going to keep these phone lines open for the hour. We're going to keep them open. You know how Washington wins tonight? You get to tell me. Let's start with Drew is in D.C. on line two. Drew, how does Washington win tonight?
What's up, coaches? How y'all doing, man?
What's up?
Good, buddy.
I just say, man, they got to really use their tight ends in the red zone, man. They had a mismatch in the Giants game, and they went away from it. And two more things I want to put out. Terry McLaurin, to me, I hope I don't get no flack when I normally get some flack, man. You got to put him in space. That little bubble screen and stuff, put him out there. Move him up and down the line of scrimmage like a lot of these other guys. And also, Payne and Allen, man, you got to play like you played in your contract year, man. You have to lead this defense, man. Man, that's all I got to say, man. These guys can ball out, because we can move the ball. You know, we can move the ball up and down the field, man. But this defense, man, they got to act like they want steak instead of hot dogs, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right, brother. Thank you. That's a good call. I like that line. They got to act like they want steak instead of hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know, specific to Terry, one thing I'm going to find very interesting, Dan Quinn specifically said we need to move him around more. Now, he was asked about him. Quinn said that. That's not really a staple of Cliff's offense. I'm curious if it happens tonight. Because Cliff said, I got to be better. I got to get the ball to Terry.
One thing Cliff has said, too, is when I first started this thing, I had just me to deal with. But now I have all these extra coaches that can help me enhance this offense and make it better. So if you have a defensive coordinator, that's Dan's calling. He's a great defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Telling you how people move and how they can get some space, how receivers get space against your team, you got to figure it out. Try it out a little bit. So hopefully they try some form of it, and then once you get it, if it starts to work, go with that. You know, like to enhance my game when I play, I talked to more defensive players than I did offensive players. I wanted to know what gives you problems. You know, what does an offensive player, a running back, do when he's running a route or he's setting up stuff to get that gives you issues? And when they told me, I implemented it into my game. It worked.
It's going to be very interesting what they do at left tackle. If you missed our interview with Dave Lapham talking about Trey Hendrickson, who's a badass, he's going to be a factor tonight. And whether it's Coleman or Lucas, that's been an interesting like substitution back and forth pattern, whatever you want to call that. Mm-hmm. I think you'd love to see just one dude play, frankly, but they're running it differently. I think Austin Eckler's a big factor. I think that dude has been explosive when he's gotten the ball, and I think you'd like to keep him explosive. I also think, dude, with this game, B, it's vital that they don't get down big early.
Yeah.
Because I think what have all four of us said? You got to run the football.
Totally.
You really got to run the football, try to manage the clock. If they get down early, then they feel like they got to press. And, I mean, we kind of saw it in Tampa. Yep. They're not really built to press.
No.
Eckler so far this season is averaging 8.6 yards per touch. Let's get him some touches.
Get him more.
Right?
I mean, the guy, listen, I know people thought what they thought last year, but, hey, he had a high ankle sprain, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's tough to work as a running back in that way. But now he's healthy. Give him the ball, dog.
Yeah, I think you need a steady dose of that. Let's keep the phone lines going. Josh is in D.C. on line three.
What's up, Josh?
How do they win tonight?
What's up, guys? We got to get pressure. The defensive end needs to do something. Why did Payne and Allen have breakout years? It's because they had defensive pressure. So we need to get pressure on the end. We need to idolize Eckler more. You know what I mean? Hey. They obviously don't know how to use Terry McLaurin, so you need to trade Terry McLaurin and get some defensive end help. You got to do something. Like, hey, you're just wasting his good years. Let him go. Get something for him. That's simple. You got to do the.
Thanks, buddy. I don't know if he just kind of like ran out of steam or ran out of thoughts or his phone cut out or what. That kind of just ended there. What happened there, Jeff? Did his phone cut out?
I guess.
All right, man. Well, I don't know that I am ready to say Terry's doing something wrong, the offense is doing something wrong. It's just so early in the season, and I think so much of this conversation, if Jaden just hits that deep shot in Tampa, doesn't exist. So through two games, there's a lot of concern, and yet it was a 2 yards. If that ball's 2 yards shorter, none of the conversation exists.
More than likely.
But, I mean, that's football. I definitely think Austin Eckler helps you, man. Through two games, he's got 17 touches for 147 yards. And that's not to mention a kickoff return he house called that got called back.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that dude's a baller.
He's played, man. He's played his tail off.
Let's go to Austin, in Raleigh. That is two state capital names right there. Austin, what up, man? How do they win tonight?
Hey, guys. So from my perspective, it's the defensive rush has to happen, whether it's on the edges or in the interior. The Bengals' offensive line is bad. They're rushing less than 100 yards a game, so that's where the point has to be on defense. And then on offense, Terry's just got to be fed the ball. I mean, giving him more opportunities to shut those cornerbacks up definitely is going to give him more opportunity to win that game.
Pressure, man. I think – you need your front four to win. And to Austin's point, you know, Burrow is a guy. I think, Lamphill, you said this. Burrow is a dude that holds onto the ball forever. And
yeah,
he's never scared to take big hits. I mean, that's been his calling card since LSU winning the Heisman, throwing 60 touchdowns.
That's why he's been banged up so much.
You got to get to him tonight. And the Bengals haven't been running the ball that well. You've got to shut them down on the ground, make them one-dimensional. Listen, you might still lose even if they are one-dimensional, because that one dimension is pretty damn good. You know, like, people generally talk about Sydney Sweeney for one thing, but when it's really good, you don't have to worry about the other things. You're talking Burrow, Chase, Higgins.
That's your new crush, Sydney Sweeney?
She's all right, man. If you look just statistically here, the Bengals' offense has been bad. Now, it's two games in, and I wouldn't expect that to continue, but they're 22nd in points scored out of 32 teams, 27th in yards gained out of 32 teams. That's crazy for this team. Their injury report going into tonight, Sheldon Rankins is a good D tackle for them, not playing. B.J. Hill, not expected to play. Von Bell, I don't know the answer there. Chris Jenkins, I've heard, is supposed to play. But just think about that on the D-line. One guy's out, definitively. B.J. Hill's doubtful. And then Jenkins, I think this is his first game of the year. And that's three pieces of a D-line. Like, you got to try to run the ball and run it right at them.
Let's see if they're ready.
Gesicki, Higgins, Amarius Mims, all those guys are cleared, expected to play. If you look at how the Bengals have run the ball so far this season, now some of this, is it cause or correlation? I don't know, right? They're 31st in rushing attempts. They're not running the ball very frequently.
What you just said, but you say they have 38 opportunities?
I mean, they are defensively not stopping the run at all. They're 30th out of 32 teams, or 29th, rather, in yards allowed on the ground.
So we should be running the ball coming off the bus.
It's a pretty simple process, man.
As soon as you step off the bus.
Right.
Put your pocket up. Get ready. Let's go.